I have Nessun Vaughan here. Delighted to have you in. Thank you, Nessun, for joining us. And he is from the St. Vincent de Paul, and they are holding a local recruitment evening in the northeast area. And of course, they have many different local recruitment areas around. So he's going to tell me all about that and what it is to be a volunteer and how to get involved. So hello, Nessun.
Yeah, hello, Adrian. Thanks very much for having me again. Yeah, we're having a local recruitment drive on this day week, Monday the 15th, 6 o'clock, if people can get there. Six for half six, let's say. We'll have a tea and coffee to welcome people. A little something light to eat, and we're looking for volunteers to do the family visitations.
And where is it being held?
It's been held in the Hilton Hotel, Northern Cross. Mm-hmm. So usually we have recruitment evenings in our head office in Sean McDermott Street, but some of the feedback indicates that some people don't like going into town at night or whatever. So we said, look, we'll try a local one. And we're looking for volunteers in covering areas like Raheny, Donemead, Kilbarrick, Whitehall, Bonnybrook, Airfield. So all around that sort of area. Mm-hmm. And some of the conferences, we call them conferences, our local branches. So they have different times of the week where they meet. Some meet during the day, some meet in the evening. But we're looking for people who can join. Be interested in joining or finding out more even about it. So we'll do a little bit of a presentation, information giving to people about the society itself and then about what the role of a volunteer is.
So do you want to tell people, our listeners, what the role of a volunteer is?
Yeah, in this case, in this case, we're looking for volunteers for the local visiting conferences, we call them. Now, we have other services we provide, like shops and hospitals and prisons and so forth. These are local, what we call family visitation conferences, where we go in to the homes of people who've requested our assistance. So the volunteer will go with another volunteer. They always go in pairs, so there's no need to worry about, oh, I'm not sure how I might handle this. I'll go with an experienced member initially. There'll be training provided as well. And we normally are just responding to specific requests for assistance from families who are struggling in one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So what sort of time would they need to be giving to this?
Yeah, it's a good question because people always want to know that. They're volunteers, people with busy lives and so forth. So I would estimate maybe about 3 hours a week from the visit, from the meeting once a week. Most conferences meet once a week and then they're followed by visits. So it could be up to 2 hours in the visits. Obviously, we have more. If they can do more, that's great. Like we collect once a month at our local churches, so to get our fundraising. So if we ask people if they're available to do that, but if they're not, that's okay. But certainly, and initially, we are looking for people who are available on a reasonably consistent basis to do family visitations.
Right, okay. And when you say these conferences, this is just a local meet-up where all of the people just meet together to be told where they're going to go that evening, is it?
Yeah, I'll explain conference. It's just our terminology. It's like a branch, if you like. So if you're covering, let's say, Donemead, my own conference is Holy Trinity Conference Donemead. I'm covering all that whole area, including Belmain and Clongriffin and Old Donemead, if you like. It's conferences, the members are the conference. You have a president who just chairs the meeting, and so if we keep a minute of the meeting, etc. We discuss the specific requests that came in that week for assistance. Many of the families we know, so we might have a brief chat about that family that we know, their circumstances, and then we make some decisions, what level of support or type of support can we provide or offer we provide. And then we also have feedback from the previous week and the visits the previous week, how did it go, any issues that we need to discuss, maybe extra information that we may have picked up from a family. All done, of course, very safely, very securely and very confidentially. So that's what the conference is. Really, it's the local branch, if you like, but meets weekly in most cases to discuss the requests, and then we go out in pairs after that to do the visits, the real work.
Right. And then what about the way at the churches and that, and the St. Vincent de Paul collections that you have, would they be needed for that as well?
If they are available. And we accept sometimes people aren't at weekends, but if they were, once a month usually is we collect outside the church gate or at the church gate. The Archbishop of Dublin is very kind to us that way. It allows us every month to take up a collection outside. And usually there are notices that are announced excuse me, at the masses the previous week. So it's a significant source of funding for us. So they're available to hold the box. We don't shake it at people. We just stand there. But people who are at mass usually were very well known. So if they can do that, that was of great help.
And where do you get your funding, if not from these collections? Where else do you get your funding from?
Okay, a few sources. That's one. Locally is the Churchgate collection. We also have corporates, some corporate companies.
Sponsors
give us donations. Bequests and wills.
People who unfortunately
pass off. Some are very generous to Vincent de Paul with their name, saying Vincent de Paul, and give us money. But you can't predict that. That's by its nature. It's unpredictable about what the level of funding. But another significant source of funding is our shops, as they're known, Vincent's.
Yes.
Vincent's are shops. So they make quite an amount of money for us. Obviously, there's expenses and overheads come out, but the profits are made from the shops are poured back in to the society, into families, so it enables us to support families. It's a real win-win, the shops.
Yes. I've noticed at the one there in Coolock, in the Coolock village, it had burnt down with that fire. And that must have taken a lot of funding to get it back up. Of course, I'm sure you have insurance and whatever to help out.
Yes.
But when it was built back up, I thought, gosh, the prices have gone up so much.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I love going to secondhand shops just to see whether you might get old knickknacks and things like that. And my friend loves it. She lives in Rush, and we go to the one in Skerries.
Okay.
And the ones. So we do see, prices and that, around them, and see what's around. But definitely the one in Coolock now, you'd think we were in Fox Rock with the prices. I thought, what's going on here? You'd swear I was in a boutique.
Yeah. Well,
so I thought, they're making a lot, or else you won't make a lot, because wouldn't expect to be paying.
It's a very good shop. It's a very good earner for Vincent de Paul.
I'd say,
if you do a comparison,
the
quality we're getting in is much higher than we used to. We are very particular. We just don't take anything from people. Dignity and respect for the people who come into our shop is hugely important.
There's a
quality guarantee for people coming to our shops. But I still would say, Adrian, that it's very valuable and, good value what people get. And it's affordable in the main. So we during our family visitations, often we'll give out vouchers for the shop to people who are looking for clothes or furniture or whatever it might be, and the feedback we get is that people find it great. So I think in the main it's highly affordable and very good value for money.
Yes. Well, some of the stuff I must say was brand new. It had been maybe a shop lot or something put in. So it was brand new. It wasn't second hand in any way. So in that respect, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then you're getting it cheaper than the shops. So it is a good way of funding for you. But you seem to be constantly looking for volunteers. How is the volunteer rate? Has it increased? With the fact that these days there's so much poverty, I think, out there, and there's the homeless and all of these crises. I'd say, need more people.
We need more people, and that's what I'm appealing today. And thank you to your own medium to allow us to come on. That's why we're doing. We do need more volunteers. People are very busy. People are busier than ever, it seems, in their lives, with families, and all sorts of issues that society throws up, and demands and pressures. So it does. We do find it a bit harder to get volunteers. But we also do it for another reason. We like to refresh ourselves and be open to new people joining. A fresh perspective. We don't want the same people. You can get stale if you're not challenged a little bit. So a fresh pair of eyes, say, maybe question the way we're doing things. So we need and are open to new members, to embrace and welcome new members. And we have to replenish ourselves.
That's it. You get that enthusiasm drive
you get
from
that,
a new
and
person.
And just say, so we're out of all ages, all ages, older, younger, whatever. We were very active, for example, in the schools as well. Now, the young people in the schools don't do family visitations, but they do a lot of social justice projects. We had a youth day there in City West on Thursday, where we brought a lot of schools in the East region who are actively involved in Vincent de Paul, where they could share their experience and their project work. And they are the future. of maybe for visitation conferences, but they're also the present, raising awareness on social justice issues like climate change, climate justice, etc. So we need people at all stages of their lives, but we need to be open, and I think we are open to receiving new and welcoming new volunteers. Because some of the volunteers get older, family issues, maybe caring role. If they're a bit younger, they may have young children, so they have to maybe take a break from Vincent de Paul. Or indeed, increasingly, we have some of our members are caring for parents. Mm-hmm. So we are always looking for volunteers, to be quite honest.
So tell us again then, how do people get in touch? If they can't make this, tell us first about the thing in the Hilton, and if they can't make that, how they get in touch.
Okay, the Hilton again. Next Monday, the 15th, 6 for half 6, thereabouts, a couple of hours, we hope. But even if they can only come for a short while, we'll just brief them and inform them so that they know about the society, the values, the ethos, and also then the role. That's number one. Secondly, if people can't make it, we're always looking for volunteers. They can go onto our website, svp.ie. Or if they're not into websites, they can just phone up 01-855-0022 01-855-0022, phone and say, I'm interested in volunteering. Someone will walk them through the process, the application process. We keep it quite simple, quite streamlined. So there are many ways, online, as I say, svp.ie, the phone number I've just given out, or call into the Hilton.
Right, and that's the Hilton, the
Northern Cross. Cross, yeah.
Down
Northern
by Cross,
Monday the
Clare
15th.
Hall.
Exactly, yeah.
Great, that's Monday the 15th at 6 p.m. if you call in. And there's teen sandwiches as well.
Yes, yes. People could come from work or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
You have to be hospitable to people.
Yes. So thanks so much, Nessun, for joining me this morning. And I do hope that you get a good turnout there on Monday evening.
So. And they don't need to confirm they're coming. Just turn up.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Aidan.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I'm delighted. Thank you.